Just a heads up, the Razzball Baseball Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised. Hi, it's Nick. This is it, the last fantasy baseball podcast of the year. Okay, that's not quite true. We'll do a hot stove in the off season, but this is the gala finale. We're all in tuxes. We're going to Vegas, baby. Here we go. The last Razzball Baseball Podcast for this season anyway. From the DraftKings.com studio, here we go. Razzball Podcast. The Gala Award Razzball Baseball Podcast for 2013. Da, 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 da. We're all in tuxedos. Well, actually, it's not true. I'm actually in jeans. But Gray, I think you're in a tuxedo.
Yeah, I bought one for my wedding.
You bought or you rented?
No, I bought one because Coos got me a good deal at Brooks Brothers. I got 50% off. So I bought it.
Like, are you serious?
Paula!
She's so connected. What is she doing with you, Gray?
I don't know. The only thing I can imagine is she slept with everyone else in L.A.
Either that or your bottom half is the Italian half. Says the guy named Capozzi. It's okay. I'm half Irish. I don't know which side is which.
So you're saying the bagel's on top of the pizza?
That's what I'm. Well, how you know? Yeah, totally. Yeah. Actually, I was thinking more like a pizza, maybe with some lox on it. You know, a little shaved onion, some capers.
Can we put it to a vote if what Raz Bowers think of? My dance with my song with my mom.
Oh, have you picked out a selection?
Yeah, I'm thinking about, her favorite artist is Tina Turner, so I'm thinking Private Dancer. You're my private dancer. Dancer for money.
Oh my goodness. As long as it's nothing by Miley Cyrus, you're good.
Or as long as it's not completely after anything anyone's eaten. Oh, what's he doing with his mother? I'm Jewish and Italian. What do you expect? Right after Cougar and I get married, we're moving into my mom's basement.
Actually, I just spent the weekend in Florida. I think I'm going to move there. So actually, I might need the Razzball Podcast to sponsor me. I'll pay the legal fees, all right?
Whereabouts are you thinking?
You know what? Actually, maybe Florida. And I'm only kind of half joking.
Actually, Florida is a state. I meant where in Florida.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Okay, it's completely not true. But see, I was thinking, I'd love to do the Razzball Podcast daily. That is my dream. Kyle tweets me at night saying, Nick, I wish we could do this every single day. So I figured if I went and worked on cruise ships from January to the end of March, I can make enough money that you could not pay me full time the rest of the year.
Nick, can I ask you a question? You don't actually know one city in Florida, do you? That's why you're avoiding it.
No, I spend a lot of time in Florida. Actually, you know what? If we were going to move to the Miami area to be...
Pensacola? Like Jody Foster's dad in Contact?
No, probably like Aventura, just north of Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, so, no, I'm quite familiar with Florida. I was just in Orlando
this weekend, but I spent a lot of time in Florida. You know, it's not just New Yorkers who go to Florida.
Or old Jews.
See, whenever winter comes around, you know, I'll joking aside, my wife looks at me on the flight because she's like, yeah, we're not moving back to Florida. She looks at me on the flight. She's like, just straight in the eye. She goes, okay, let's buy a business and move there.
Yeah. It gets hot in the summer, but it is nice. I don't mind Florida. Certain areas, at least. Like the East Coast, south of or Orlando, I'd probably say. Or Pensacola is not bad. But anything on the West Coast, I might have to pass. I don't know. Depends how much you're paying.
I kind of like... It's more genteel on the West Coast, but I do like the East Coast of Florida from Daytona down to, like, Lauderdale. You know, there's a lot of great towns in there, like Jupiter and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like City 11. Speaking of tweeting...
I'm waiting for the punchline.
I'm pulling it up. Damn, where was the... So, I just retweeted. I found it after... I said in the in one of my roundups recently that I wasn't going to bother looking for... the original tweet that I got, but I figured I would look anyway because I'm a little OCD. So I found a tweet from January where someone was bitching me out for putting Paul Goldschmidt 19 overall.
Okay. Are you accusing me?
It's kind of awesome. You can go to my Razzball Twitter thing, and you'll see. I just retweeted it. I didn't say anything else. I didn't even talk to him when he actually was tweeting it to begin with. But I guess he was like, "Oh, yeah, this is outrageous. I can't believe you put him so high. Good luck owning him."
You know what's funny? That bitterness and that desire for revenge. That's definitely the Italian half.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah. I got a little, and even my Jewish half is kind of Hyman Roth-ish. There's very little non-vengefulness in my body.
All right, listen, let's talk a little bit baseball. This is the Gallo Show. Rudy was supposed to be here. He may still show up. I think he had problems getting a tux. But we're going to basically what we're going to go through here is some of your calls of the year. We're going to talk about fantasy MVPs, least valuable, stuff like that. If that's okay with you, I could shoot the shit with you for half an hour here, Gray. So it's really up to you.
Yeah. Well, whatever you want, man. It's your call. You're the host.
You know what's funny, actually? This podcast is how our typical phone conversations go when we touch base. So we could save everyone a lot of time if we just recorded those.
That's funny you say that. Well, not funny, but, actually I said that to Rudy, I think last Monday. He actually, for the last 2 weeks, Rudy, for the last 2 weeks, has called me on Monday, and after, like, an hour-long conversation, I've been like, yeah, so I guess this was our podcast this week. Last week's podcast that wasn't recorded, which was actually just a phone call between Rudy and I, was me gloating that I beat his ass in the expert league. What?
Oh, well done. Well done, Gray.
Yeah. I took home the gold. I was proud. Didn't Rudy mention sometime in the summer that he was pissed off that other experts in our league weren't doing enough to stop me?
You know what? I'll be honest. He whines a lot about all the expert leagues. So to go back and find that exact quote might be a little bit tough. I'll tell you this, though, Gray.
Yeah.
I finished last in the Writers League, but in the three money leagues I play in, and you can talk about competition, whatever, but I finished first, and second in the money leagues, which paid for the trip to Florida. And if I didn't go to Florida, I would have come to your wedding.
Wow. I want to get in those leagues. If you're finished last in the Writers League and winning them for money.
You know what it was? I hadn't played in that format, and it was totally my fault. I wasn't prepared. But in the RCL Champions League, till I gave up, with maybe 6 weeks left, because there was no money at stake, and I had to concentrate on the three leagues I was in, I was actually in first place about 6 weeks ago. I was between first and second all year, and that was in the RCL Champions League. So I don't know if the writers were just messing with me, but LT wins the Writers League every year, so it like doesn't count, you know?
I know. They
Oh, we may have a Rudy. Hold on. Time out. Oh, we found his tux. Rudy's joining us. It's like old times. Nick, Gray, and Rudy on the Razzball Baseball Podcast. Hi, Rudy.
How's it going, Nick?
I'm good. You should say hi to Gray.
Hey, Gray. How's it going? that doctor appointment went okay, right?
Yeah.
It'll go away with ointment, right?
Yeah. Are you speaking while you were late? I was just saying to Nick that... I was talking about our RCL league while you weren't there, so it's fine that you weren't around to defend yourself.
Hey, you won. Hats off.
Well, congratulations to you, Gray. So, guys, what we're going to go into, this is our award show of the year. I've got the envelopes here. We're going to start. I'll go turn by turn. Let us start with the fantasy MVP. Here we go. Opening the envelope. Let's start with Gray, since you were here first. Gray, who is your fantasy MVP of the 2013 season?
I'm going to have to go with Miggy.
Yeah, how do you argue with Miggy? You can't.
I don't know. You really can't. I mean, if you're talking fantasy value, like draft pick versus where the value was, like, say... I don't know, Paul Goldschmidt, for instance, gave you more value for what you had to pick him, but Miggy was still a monster, so I'd go with him for the MVP.
All right, and Rudy, are you also a Miggy guy this year?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the player rater, I've got him number one. Last year, I had Mike Trout number one, and Ryan Braun actually edging out Miggy, but he's got an honor. 2012, he wins the Triple Crown. 2013, he wins the Razzball Player Rater Award.
Now he can die a happy and contented man.
Well, if he could stay, I'd like him to live long enough for him to end up on one of our teams.
Yeah, well, that's fair. You need the first overall pick, though, I assume.
By 2018, I think he'll fall down to where we usually pick.
Yeah, or we'll end up with him the 1 year he disappoints.
Hello, Justin Verlander.
All right, speaking of disappointments, let's get the envelopes out for the fantasy LVP, least valuable player. Gray, over to you. Who is your least valuable player of 2013? And that's based on preseason expectation.
I have to go with Matt Kemp. I think he was, I didn't have him ranked this high, but I think he was ranked in the top seven for most sites, and Braun Eddie gave you, I think it was, what, 50, 60 games, where Kemp really gave you next to nothing, and also clogged up your DL, where Braun, you could just drop him after he's suspended.
Right. Yeah.
That was exactly my logic. Ryan Braun killed my RCL team. So he's my most reviled player of the year, the MRP. But I'd say that the key distinction was Matt Kemp, you had to keep on your team all year. Ryan Braun, at least you can cut bait. You had to keep him an extra month with the wrist injury. But at least I was done with him in early June. Matt Kemp clogged up a valuable roster spot all year.
All right, that's a fair argument from both you gentlemen, but let me just throw this out to you, Rudy. What about BJ Upton?
Wait a minute. It was the same argument from both of us.
Okay, I apologize. Well, that's why I was gonna.
Yeah, we're not even arguing. It's like Tom and Jerry getting together. It doesn't make for as good an episode, but.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then, Rudy. Someone like BJ Upton, who, yes, Matt Kemp is clogging up a bench spot, but BJ Upton was an average killer, and he kept waiting for that hot streak that never came. I mean, he's got to be pretty close to Kemp in terms of just overall disappointment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so you're saying BJ Upton contributed more at bats, thus he hurt you more on average. But I feel like BJ Upton's one that people got away from at some point. He was so awful in, like, that first 2 months of the year. I think he was droppable. Matt Kemp went 40-40 2 years ago. You can't drop him.
It's tough, though, because so many guys have a hard time dropping BJs. I mean, BJ. Okay, next envelope.
Wow. Is Bruce Belange writing your material?
You know, I am totally freelancing this one. You know, we did the Razzball football podcast this morning. So then I went to my pretend job where I pretend to work. And then I came back to my non-paying pretend job, and I thought I would wing it. So,
is that the Toronto mob that got you a no-show job?
I don't know nothing. All right.
So when you tell
yeah, I work at a hockey stick manufacturing plant.
That's like me. I tell everyone I have a fantasy job, and they're like, what? Like, no, not pretend. Like, I write fantasy.
You're a fantasy novelist.
Fan fiction.
Right. I do, I'm continuing Buffy the Vampire Slayer saga.
And then Schmeigel slowly caressed her breast and... Precious, he exclaimed.
Oh, great crossover. Hey, speaking of fantasy, we had a lot of fun over at DraftKings.com playing daily fantasy in the Play with Rudy from Razzball competition. And Rudy, you never won.
Yeah, I just missed it. The last night, I think I came in like third out of 30 or something the last week. With I was like the only one to pick Yusmeiro Petit, whatever. And when he had that one, he almost had the no hitter. But I tip my cap to the Razzball Nation.
It's because they're
very good, and yeah, it took me maybe a little while to get my sea legs under me.
No, it's because they took advantage of all the tools.
What was your end result money wise? Not winning at all year. How much you end up spending?
No, I think I broke even. I mean, I was cashing in on a decent amount. DraftKings was pretty generous on their on the prizes. There was a bit of a long tail. So I got my money back or made a little on a few. So I think I ended up breaking even.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, that's
yeah, I came out ahead this year, actually.
Yeah, I didn't get...
So that was my claim to fame, coming out ahead.
You hoping to... Hey, Rudy, you hoping to break even next weekend in Vegas?
No, I'm hoping to break bad.
Vegas!
Speaking of crystal meth.
My baby blue...
But just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, you can play at DraftKings.com all year long. Lots of football, college football, hockey, basketball, tons going on until you get your spring training fix next February. All right.
Hey, Nick, you should come to Vegas for the bachelor party.
Dude, you know what? I would, but the idea of Jack Full of Hate and Karnak getting lap dances, it just kind of weirds me out. How many commentators are coming to the bachelor party?
As many as they want to, I guess. It's just a matter of them finding us.
Even the guy who pretends to be a girl.
Yeah, maybe I get a lap dance from him.
All right.
Anna Benson.
All right, let's get through some more of these guys. Great. Tell me, who's your 2013 star who's going to regress in 2014?
I'll say Chris Davis.
Yeah, that's fair. I can't argue with that. What about you, Rudy?
Goldschmidt.
Ooh.
It's not that I think he'll be bad. It's that he was like third or fourth overall. And I mean, I think his average is going to plummet. So that'll just take him down. I don't think he'll be a first-round value next year.
Is that going to get you guys to fisticuffs in Vegas? Because maybe I'll come down then just to separate you two.
You realize I've got to basically build his value up more. I'm hoping Gray like picks him like ahead of Miguel Cabrera now.
I was thinking that how like Desmond Jennings and Justin Upton. A couple other guys who didn't give value for where you drafted him, but still gave you value. Still like top 40 overall outfielder, but not top 10 like you might have drafted him. I still think those guys give you enough value where it seems like they're given too much credit for having shitty years. I don't think they're really that bad. Like, it's guys like Matt Kemp, like we mentioned, because I just thought of this, because you said Goldschmidt won't be first round. So even if he gives, say, fourth round value and you draft him in the first round, I still don't think that's killing your team now.
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying he's going to be a killer. But, I mean, the thing is, at this point, I'd say he's going to be a first-round pick. And it just matters who you end up taking over him. Sorry, opposite.
Well, okay, let me ask
you. Yeah, no, he's definitely first round. I can't think of five guys over him right now. So he's in the top five.
Right, where to me, like a guy like Votto is not, I wouldn't put him down for the same amount of homers. But the way he hits is kind of a close to a lock for 320, 330 as you can get. And as my RCL team showed, if you really want to lock, I feel like you really want to lock up average early. And Goldschmidt's an average concern.
Yeah. I think Goldschmidt, though, has going for him next year is he'll be cemented in the middle of the Diamondbacks lineup. So you're going to probably get the counting stats. So even if he hits 270, he should give you 30 homers, 10 to 12 steals, and 80 to 100 on RBIs and runs.
Yeah, but I would say the same for Chris Davis. Is Chris Davis
right.
Not cemented in Baltimore?
No, he is, and he's probably good for the same amount of homers. I think the problem, not this year, I mean the same amount as Goldschmidt easily. He's still a 35 homer guy, but I think the problem with Davis is he could hit 240. On and off.
No, but I'd say the same for Goldschmidt.
We're
agreeing. We're just using different names, because you love one of them, and I just appreciate the two of them.
Oh, hey guys, I'm back. I just grabbed a coffee. We ready to go again?
All right.
Oh.
All right. Let me keep the questions rolling.
By the way, Nick.
Well, listen, it was.
Remember earlier, Nick, when I was saying that me and Rudy get on the phone, we talk an hour. That was sort of what our conversation.
I know we're going to start taping that. That'll be the secondary podcast every week.
Yeah, it's like 59 minutes of that, and then the last minute where it's like we try to say things like, "Gray's like, how's your kid?" And I'm like, "How's that wedding planning thing going?"
Yeah, how's your wife again? What's her name?
All right, let me throw a couple more questions out at you guys. Okay, Gray, I'll start with you first. Do Albert and Josh rebound in Los Angeles for the Angels next year?
No, I don't think either of them are strong rebound candidates. I think if you had to choose one, I'd say Pujols over Hamilton. Hamilton, he was pretty terrible 2 years ago when he was great with his K rate, and that didn't really change this year. It just caught up to him. So it doesn't look like he's really changed his approach. And without Arlington, without playing in Arlington, with everything else with him, with his injury concerns and stuff, I wouldn't go near Hamilton. Pujols maybe can give you 30 homers still in the 275 average.
Rudy, any thoughts on that?
I agree. I think Pujols is the safer bet of the two, assuming, come spring that, his health is okay. He doesn't, I think he's one of the most skilled hitters of this generation. And so I think, if he's healthy, he'll hit. He won't, 300's not going to probably happen again without a lot of luck. But I feel like he could still be a 280, 300 guy. I think of a guy like Frank Thomas, who had a lot of, after 30 or so, he had a lot of on-off years. But when he was on, he still contributed a lot. Hamilton hasn't been injured, so you can't blame it on that. He just seems like a mess.
Great. Are there any rookies you're eyeing for 2014 or anyone who could be an impact? I know you guys aren't rookie heavy. This is more for a question for Scott, the prospect whisperer. But, you know, is there a Tavares? Is there someone coming up that you're already... let me put it to you this way. Is there someone you're trying to figure out where to put next year?
Yeah, Billy Hamilton.
Oh, good. Great point. Okay, so what's Billy Hamilton's line next year, Gray?
I think it was a good step getting rid of Dusty. But I think Hamilton's, I'm still worried about playing time, no matter who goes in there. I'd say Hamilton's a safe bet for 350 to 400 at bats, but I don't know if right now, as of, if I was drafting today, I wouldn't say he's a safe bet for 550 at bats. So I give him 45 steals and like a Rajé Davis type year if he has 350 at bats. That's still 40 steals. If he can get 550 at bats, I don't see how you project him for less than 65 steals.
What about you, Rudy? What are your thoughts first on Hamilton?
Yeah, I mean, he'll lose shortstop eligibility. I think he had that this year.
Yes, he did.
So outfield, I don't love Sagnoffs in the outfield to own. You know, I like to stream him now and then. But, I think you give him 400 plate appearances, I think he gets 80 stolen bases. That there's, when a guy's in his stolen bases come early. It basically deteriorates from your first year on. So I think he could, when you think of a guy like Reyes, he was getting 70 pretty early on. Crawford, I think, maybe got like 50 early on. And I think Hamilton's ahead of Crawford and Reyes in terms of stolen base ability. Especially when you consider the other guys are well-rounded. So there's even maybe a slight concern about keeping him healthy. They don't care about Billy Hamilton. Let that mofo run. So I think he could steal a ton. It's just a matter of, do you want a zero homer guy in your outfield? And that's probably a guy that I would pass on. But I do think he'll be crazy in stolen bases. I'm just worried about everything else.
Rudy, anyone else? Any other rookies you like next year?
This is something that... I'm sorry. I was going to say this is probably something that Scott would have a better idea of. But I wonder if Cozart could be moved in the offseason. Hamilton can go back to short. I don't know Hamilton's defense, if it was really that terrible, why they moved him to begin with.
Yeah, I think it probably was. There's a lot of guys that ended up getting moved off a shortstop. BJ Upton was a shortstop.
Right.
But Soriano was a shortstop. Yeah, just to name a few that come up as shortstops, and it's pretty much... like second base might work, but you've got Brandon Phillips there.
Right.
All right, Rudy.
So that would be the... Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
It's like the good old...
Oh, rookies?
Just quick, Rudy. Any other rookies that you have an eye on next year?
Not right now. I mean, I'm biggest... I kind of wait till the playing time estimates kind of come into focus. It doesn't look like the Red Sox are going to give Bogarts a job yet. I mean, I think you've got to, unless they traded Middlebrooks for something, I think you still have to start the year with Drew and Middlebrooks. I think they'll end up getting Drew again on a one-year contract. Maybe not. But if Bogart starts, then him, because that offense is going to net runs and RBIs all over the place.
So, you know what, guys?
So Bogart is probably, most guys who come up tail end this year probably are going to be June in next year.
Yep.
Hamilton could even be June. Hopefully he's not.
It's a tough thing with rookies. I mean, Will Myers is clearly the number one with Tavares number two going into the year. And I don't think Myers justified bench. Basically you'd have to draft him and stash him on the bench for 2 months. Knowing what we know now about streaming,
yeah,
there's no way I'd use, in a shallow bench league, I wouldn't stash Myers. In a deeper league, totally.
You know what? And
I'm not sure there's going to be...
I was telling Gray before you got on, Rudy, that in the three money leagues I play in, I finished first, first, and second, and I streamed hitters like a machine the last 6 weeks. And one of the leagues, actually, I beat a guy you guys might know from back in the day, Eric Stashian. It was between he and I in a keeper league.
You're the Roto Professor,
exactly,
right?
In a keeper league. And I kept he was streaming pitchers, and I was streaming hitters. And I edged him out on the last day of the season.
Go hitter, Tom.
Hey. So, Gray, what are your off-season plans other than getting married and then adding a quick 30 pounds?
Getting married isn't enough. I think my
his wife weighs more than 30 pounds.
That would be me doubling my weight.
All right, and just in case any of the commenters want to go to the bachelor party in Vegas, here's the details. No, just kidding.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
We'll be staying at the Golden Nugget in traditional Old City Vegas.
Come visit Rudy and Gray at the Stardust.
Does Sam's Town have a club yet? Because that's where the locals party.
Just call up the hotel and ask for Ron Mexico.
Pull up those industrials. Pull up an industrial-sized toilet paper.
I got the Vic reference.
All right, guys, we got to wrap this up, but it was a great pleasure this year doing the podcast all season long. We're going to do a hot stove show after the winter GM meetings, but other than that, we won't be back till next spring. So, Rudy, enjoy your off season. Gray, good luck with the marriage. If it's not too late, I would say stop and don't get married, but just you want to get that in there at the line.
It's actually not too late. Thank you.
Run. And thanks, DraftKings.com, for being so great to us all year. We'll talk to you next season, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you have several choices, only one chosen, yes, and I've already realized it. You might be yourself, just like your name was Moises. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast.